Nolte, Latest Lizzo Lawsuit Claims Bullying, Racism, Harassment. By John Nolte on September 21, 2023. It looks like Lizzo will receive two things on Thursday. An award for promoting inclusivity and social justice and another lawsuit for bullying, harassment, and racial discrimination. Last month, Lizzo was hit with a lawsuit filed by three former dancers who accused Lizzo of sexual harassment and creating a hostile work environment. This included fat shaming and not getting paid. According to far-left NBC News, the day she was set to receive an award recognizing her work promoting inclusivity and social justice, Lizzo was again sued by a former employee who said that behind the scenes, the entertainer allows bullying, harassment and racial discrimination. I felt like I was living in a madhouse, fashion designer Asha Daniels, 35, told NBC News the day before she filed her lawsuit against Lizzo and other members of the singer's team. It was totally shocking. I was listening to this black woman on this huge stage have this message of self-love and caring for others and being empathetic and being strong and standing up for others, she said. And I was witnessing myself, the dancers and the background vocalists and my local team in every city be harassed and bullied regularly. Related video, Lizzo brings drag queens on stage to protest Tennessee legislation banning drag shows around kids. This latest suit was filed Thursday in Los Angeles and accuses Lizzo's wardrobe manager, Amanda Nomura, of doing stereotypical impressions of black women. In addition, per the suit, Nomura attacked the performers as fat, useless, and dumb. She also forced them to change in front of a mostly white, male stage crew. This crew would lewdly gawk at them changing, per the suit. I am curious, though, as to why their skin color matters. Daniels said she complained about the wardrobe manager and was fired. Daniels has retained attorney Ron Zambrano, who also filed the August suit. He explains, Lizzo is the boss, so the buck stops with her. Lizzo is set to receive the Black Music Action Coalition's Quincy Jones Humanitarian Award on Thursday for her charity work and commitment to social justice. Lizzo's spokesman accused Zambrano of filing a bogus, absurd publicity stunt lawsuit on behalf of a staffer who never actually met or even spoke with Lizzo and to sully the honor of Lizzo on her big night. Lizzo has denied the allegations of both lawsuits. No one knows what really happened, but one thing I have learned over the years is that some of the worst people in the world are those who run around bragging about how awesome they are. This is all Lizzo does. But truly good people don't brag about their virtue and tolerance. Why? Because good people know that doing such a thing makes them a bad person, a prideful person. Lizzo has always struck me as a terrible person. If nothing else, she is spreading the toxic lie that it's healthy and beautiful to look like two hippos wrestling in a tent. Good people don't use their influence to lead innocent people into a deadly and miserable lifestyle, which is what obesity is. I don't know if Lizzo is guilty of what she's accused of in these lawsuits. But I do know she's a toxic narcissist only out for herself. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, September 26, is available for pre-order. You can read an exclusive excerpt here.